Ohio's primary election is back on after Governor Mike DeWine signed a sweeping package of COVID-19 legislation. The new election day is April 28th, but don't plan on visiting your polling place. The remainder of the election will be carried out through the mail, which means election administrators are entering uncharted territory.
Hang on a second.
Jane Hanley, with a little help from her dog Ruger, runs the Fairfield County Board of Elections. The mid-size Ohio county sits southeast of Columbus. Hanley says her office is ready for an ad hoc absentee-only election. They began planning for it as soon as in-person voting was called off.
That very next day, we chose to go ahead and ramp up our order as if we were going to do a mail-out balloting process because we felt that that was the way that it was going to go. And so we've ordered enough for 105% of the registered voters in Fairfield County to actually do absentee voting.
Boards around the state will have their contingency plans tested over the next few weeks. Under the new election provisions, registered voters who didn't already participate in the primary can request an absentee ballot. But that process will take time. Voters can download a ballot request form and print it, or call the board and have one sent. Either way, though, they'll still have to mail in the request form and then wait for the board to mail back a ballot. In many circumstances, this entire process will involve 4 trips through the mail. Jen Miller from the League of Women Voters says that's a problem.
Bottom line is if you have not requested your absentee ballot, you need to do that immediately. You will not have an absentee request mailed to you, and you cannot go online and fill in all the information to get your ballot.
She contends the barriers to getting a ballot and the short timeline make the process unconstitutional. She argues even if every remaining voter automatically received a ballot, a month isn't enough time. Miller points out states that normally do that give voters more like 10 weeks to respond. In a statement shortly after the plan's passage, Secretary of State Frank LaRose took issue with it as well. Although he committed to carrying out the legislation as passed, LaRose criticized lawmakers for failing to include automatic ballot request forms and postage-paid return envelopes. South of Columbus, Michelle Lockard runs Pickaway County's Board of Elections.
I believe we're in a decent position to start. It depends on the numbers that are going to roll in, on how many people want to participate. If we would have every person vote, we have around 35,000 registered voters. It would probably be a little bit of a strain to do an all-mail election.
Lockard says they're working to install a secure drop box as soon as possible for voters who don't want to use the mail. In Franklin County, Elections Board Director Ed Leonard says participation is ramping up fast.
For the entire pre-March 17th election cycle, we had over 20,000 ballots by mail. And so now we're at about 6,800 in just the span of a week.
State lawmakers turned to an absentee election as a kind of last resort to maintain social distance amid a health crisis. But to allow voters to stay home, election administrators still have to show up. It's an irony that isn't lost on them. In Fairfield County, Hanley notes they've split their team into 2 groups to avoid cross-contamination. In Pickaway County, Lockard says they're ready to declare an envelope supplier essential under the stay-at-home order if they run short. In Franklin County, Leonard explains they're cutting back everywhere they can.
We really focus on what are the tasks that have to be done here on site, and what's the minimum number of folks that we can have on site to do that.
Governor DeWine signed the measure establishing election guidelines during his coronavirus briefing Friday. But that may not be the end of the story. The ACLU of Ohio is mulling a lawsuit to allow more voters to register. Nick Evans, WOSU News.